and thank you for tuning in to Faith Worship Center's weekly sermon. We hope you are inspired and encouraged by this week's message as we all live to bring more of heaven to earth.
I just love this time of year, huh? It's so cool to celebrate. I know we sang mostly all Christmas carols, but I'll tell you what, I was crying. Were you crying? I mean, it's like just the reality of, oh, wow, like Sim was saying, that Jesus came. He came and he wanted to come. Oh, wow, it just hits me every time. I'm sure you guys can remember the Charlie Brown Christmas, right? Everybody's seen Charlie Brown Christmas, right? I grew up with that. That came out in the 60s, I think. Anyway, in Charlie Brown Christmas, you remember the story? They were all getting... they were all messed up. Everybody was messed up. There were attitudes going around. Nobody could get the right idea about anything, and Charlie Brown was frustrated, and it was little Linus that said, "I'll tell you what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And then he walks out on the stage. Remember that? Well, that part of the story is kind of my favorite part, too. Not just my favorite part of the Charlie Brown Christmas, but I love this section right here of Scripture with the shepherds in the field. And so I'm going to read it, and I know we've heard it a million times, but I'm going to read it, and hopefully maybe we'll just catch something a little different this time today. So it's Luke chapter 2, verse 8, in case you have a Bible and you want to follow along. It says, "In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom he is pleased.'" I love this part for a million reasons, but I think it's so amazing that they showed up to the shepherds. They could have showed up anywhere, but they showed up to the shepherds. These guys, these gals, there were shepherdesses too. They were out in the field. They were probably considered blue-collar workers. They had the night shift. It wasn't glamorous at all. They had to watch over sheep, make sure there no wolves came in, make sure they were safe, make sure they didn't get into trouble. It wasn't a glamorous job. They were just people, regular people, and they didn't know what was about to happen. And in the night, as they were just sitting there quietly, an angel shows up. And it says that the glory shone around that one angel, just that one angel, which was scary enough. It says they were scared. They were actually very scared. And the angel had to say, "Don't be afraid, because I'm bringing you great news tonight." But what happened next is just, sometimes we read over it so quickly, we don't realize how amazing this was. It said that suddenly there appeared with that one glorious, shining, lit up angel, it said there was a multitude of angels that showed up. Now, if you look that word up, you'll find it in a couple other places. In the book of Revelation, John talks about seeing myriads of angels as well. He saw a multitude of angels, and he actually tried to say a number so we'd get the feel for it. He said 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Now, if you do the math, that's at least 100 million right there. But he was just trying to give it a shot. It was so vast. And even in the book of Daniel, it talks about millions, millions of angels. See, sometimes we look at the Christmas cards, you know, and, you know, they only have a few. They have like a little sprinkle up there, and you go, oh, wow, that was something, wasn't it? But no, this was big. The sight, the sound, the feeling, I can't even fathom what these guys got to partake of. I think the fields are wide open in Bethlehem, so I think the angels probably covered all of the fields, as well as above them, around them. They were everywhere. Zillions of them. They were everywhere. And I was thinking, I tried to find something online. I tried to find maybe like a big roar or the sound of a crowd roaring, like cheering or something. And everything I found online paled. Even the biggest gatherings I could find, like at huge games or big, big, big events, they were only just thousands. They weren't millions. And it just paled. And I thought, no, none of these are really going to give us what really happened that night. But when they came, they sang something together, and that's what I want to look at today. This was their message. They said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all people with whom he is pleased. Heaven sent maybe all of the angels, maybe all of them, the millions and millions, to come with this message, and sing it over and over. The word peace, it says on earth, peace to all people. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes in growing up, I would think peace on earth as a general form, let no war, you know, peace instead of war, you know, it was kind of like a general term. That's not what the scripture says. It actually says, and on earth, peace to all people, to all mankind. So this peace that the angels were declaring wasn't just a vast general peace over the world. It was a peace for each and every person that ever lived and that ever would live thereafter. It was a gift from God himself. Let me tell you what the word peace means. It actually means, in the Greek, it means to join or to tie together into a whole. when all essential parts are joined together, mind, body, and spirit. This peace that the angels were bursting about, that couldn't wait to tell everyone about, was about this wholeness. It was about God's gift of wholeness for every single person that would ever live. His wholeness. This is what Thessalonians says about wholeness. It says, may God himself, the God who makes everything whole and holy, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. I love how that's worded. You know, it's not that world peace is a bad thing. We want world peace, right? I think of when I grew up in the 70s, when I was peace, you know, it was like peace out, peace, man. We were all into the peace thing, you know, the peace symbol and everything. But it means so much more than that. And to get that, to grab what that really means. And, you know, talking about world peace, what better way to have world peace? Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, says this: whole people see and create wholeness wherever they go. Danny Silk, Keep Your Love On Ministry. Whole, healthy families are going to save the world. There is something about the wholeness of God, the gift of God, that wholeness. It's his gift to us. I remember my first Christmas in 1979 after receiving God's gift of wholeness to me. I was 19, and I remember that Christmas because it was so different from my Christmases before. I was so content, so satisfied, so happy. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't feel like I'm missing anything anymore. It was the first time in my life I had felt that. I had always felt like there's something missing, there's something missing, there's something missing, there's something missing. But when I received him, when I received him, when I received Jesus, the Prince of Peace, his wholeness, I didn't feel like that anymore. O Holy Night says this: till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Does your soul feel its worth? When we receive that gift of wholeness, that's where you feel the worth. The angels said, they came to bring peace on earth to all people. But then it said this: glory to God on earth, peace to all people, with whom he is pleased. This part, I think we just run over. We just skip it. But I was thinking about this part: to all people with whom he is pleased. Pleased means good pleasure in all of mankind. It means delight. It means a delight that brings longing for. It's hard to wrap our heads around this. God was actually pleased. He was actually pleased to come. It wasn't about anything that people did that he was pleased about or what they didn't do that he was pleased about. It wasn't any of that. It said he came because he was pleased with us. Not for what we can do or not do. He was pleased with us. He was pleased with every son, every daughter, every child that's ever been living on this earth before and now. That's hard for us, isn't it? Because we see reasons why he shouldn't be pleased. Well, there's a million reasons right now why God wouldn't be pleased with me. Well, that's not what it says. It said he brought peace and wholeness to all people with whom he is pleased. I just think this is such a good message. Because it hasn't gotten old. He's still pleased right now. He's still pleased this very moment to come. He's still pleased. He's still pleased to be with us. That Emmanuel, God with us, is not an old thing. It's a now thing. It's an all-time thing. He's pleased. Oh, let that just touch your heart today, that God's pleased with you. Not for what you can do, not for what you can't do, not for what you wish you could do, not for what you wish you would be. He's just plain pleased with you. Wow. What a love. What a love. Ephesians 1:5 says this: God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. You know what the joy was? Like Sim said, the joy was us. Listen to how the Passion Translation words it. His example is this: because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you and I would be his, he endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation, and now sits exalted at the right hand of the throne of God. Joy. The joy set before him. I don't know, years ago, I used to think that God kind of grudgingly might have come, like, oh, somebody's got to do it. I got to come. I got to go. I mean, seriously, did you guys ever feel like that kind of? I mean, really? But that's not what it says. We really didn't get that right. It said the joy set before him, the you and I set before him. Whoa. His heart is drawn to us. His love, salvation, and wholeness extends to every single one of us. For God so loved us that he gave himself. This wonderful message that we put on the Christmas cards and we read over really fast was worthy for him to send millions upon millions of angels to proclaim. Wow. I'm going to close with this. John 1 John 3:1 says this: see how very much Our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that's what we are. Let's just pray for a minute, would you? Wow, we thank you so much, God. We thank you for the wonder of this. We thank you for the wonder that you were pleased and that you still are pleased to be with us. We thank you, God, that we are your joy, that you came because you love us that much, that it pleased your heart to be close to us, to every single person. I thank you for the gift of your peace. I thank you for that peace, which is wholeness for our mind, which is wholeness for our body, which is wholeness for our spirits. That is your peace. Complete wholeness. And I pray right now for everybody here and everybody that might be listening. I just pray, God, that every person would just today receive that gift that you have freely given to us throughout the generations. The gift of your peace, the gift of your wholeness. And that we would today come to know it isn't about what we can do. It isn't about what we can say. It isn't about what we can be. But that you are pleased with us. Just pleased with us. Because we are your creation. And you love us that much. So right now, Father, I just ask that you bless every heart, bless every mind. I pray that you bless every body with wellness, with wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this week's message. If you'd like more information about our church, visit faithworship.org.